我们继续来学习有关祭司的一些条例。
Let's continue to study the regulations concerning the offerings.
请看利未记第八章。
Please turn to Leviticus chapter 8.
这里是谈到祭司啊，要承接圣主的一个典礼。
This chapter is about the consecration of priests.
因为祭司是要成为神跟人之间的中保。
The priests serve as the mediators between God and man.
所以他的职分相当的尊贵荣耀。
Therefore, the priesthood is glorious.
所以神吩咐摩西啊，叫亚伦他的儿子啊，带着牛到会幕门口。
Therefore, God commanded Moses to tell Aaron and his sons to take a bull and come to the entrance to the tent of meeting.
他也把所有的会众啊，聚集在会幕门口。
And he gathered all the congregation together at the door of the tabernacle.
因为要立亚伦跟他的儿子啊，成为大祭司跟祭司。
There, Aaron and his sons will be anointed as high priest and priests.
我们看八章第六节。
Please turn to chapter 8, verse 6.
八章六节。
Chapter 8, verse 6.
摩西带了亚伦和他儿子来，用水洗了他们。第七节
，Verse 7，
给亚伦穿上内袍，束上腰带，穿上外袍，加上以弗德，用其上巧工织的带子，把以弗德系在他的身上。第八节
，Eight，
又给他戴上胸牌，把乌灵土棉放在胸牌内。第九节
，Nine。
把冠冕戴在他的头上，在冠冕的前面钉上金牌，就是圣冠，都是照主所吩咐摩西的。那亚伦跟他儿子要承接圣主啊，第一步就是要在圣处的地方啊，用水洗身。
The first part of the consecration is that Aaron and his sons.Were washed with water.
所以要先洁净自己，才能够有资格来服侍神。
They must first be cleansed themselves before they can serve God.
十六章的二十四节讲到说，要在圣处的地方啊，在那里洗。
And according to chapter 16, verse 24, they are to be washed at the holy place.
我们今天要来服侍神也是一样，要经过水洗呀，把我们罪除掉。让我们圣洁，称义才能够服侍神。
Today, our sins must also be washed away through baptism, and be justified before we can serve God.
那这个圣处洗啊，是要按照神指示的方法。
To be washed in the holy place, prefigures that, or means that we should do it according to God's way.
在神指示的地方。
We must do it, at a place that. Destined by God.
所以按照圣经里面主事啊，这个洗礼的方法就是一种。
Designated by God, and there's only one way according to the Bible, to be washed.
虽然各教派洗的方法不太一样。
Even though there are many forms of baptism, in various denominations.
那从圣经里面看呢、啊，合乎合法的能够赦罪的洗礼就是一种。
But there is only one biblical way of baptism.
也是杨长老给我们讲一个故事，一个事情。
Once Elder Yang told us an incident.
然后他在中国大陆传道里的时候，曾经去请教一个相当有名的神学家。
While he was preaching in China, Elder Yang consulted a quite well-known theologian.
他说：“你觉得这个洗礼要怎么洗才对？”
He asked him, "What do you think is the right way to be baptized?"
那个神学家是一般人很尊重的。
And this was a very well-known and respected theologian.
他说啊，我平时是用滇水礼。
He said, "Normally, I apply sprinkling. I baptize by sprinkling."
如果说啊，他觉得滇水礼不放心的话，他要浸礼，我就帮他浸礼。
But if the candidate feels that sprinkling is not enough and wishes to be immersed, then I would immerse him.
杨长老说他听了以后感到很失望。
When Elder Yang heard that, he was very disappointed.
虽然是一个神学家，大家很敬重的。
even though he was a very well-respected theologian.
但对真理没有原则。
He did not have a solid principle on the truth.
因为圣经的道理没有是而又非的。
Because the Bible, the teachings in the Bible cannot be either, cannot be both yes and no.
这个洗礼一定要尽礼, 并且要在流动的活水里面。
The teachings of the Bible are very clear. Baptism must be immersion and be done in natural flowing water.
然后这个祭司要穿上圣衣。
The priest had to put on a sacred garment.
这穿圣衣就把它分别出来。
By putting on the sacred garment, they are separated.
因为他要来服侍神。
They are to serve God.
这个圣衣是特别做的，所以非常的荣耀，非常华美。
The sacred garment is especially made for priests. It is very glorious and majestic.
尤其大祭司的圣衣在出埃及记28章那边有讲到说怎么做。
And Exodus chapter 28 describes in detail how this garment is to be made.
第一个就是穿上那个杂色的内袍。
And first, the priest is to put on the tunic.
用5种线去织起来。
Which is made of 5 different kinds of threads.
一个是金色的线，蓝色的线。
Threads of gold and blue.
紫色的线，朱红色的线。
Purple, scarlet.
还加上细麻。
And linen.
这个都有属灵的意义在里面。
All of these materials have their spiritual meaning.
金是代表信心。
Gold represents faith.
蓝色代表属天的，属神的。
Blue represents heavenly or something that is of God.
紫色是君王的颜色。
Purple represents royalty.
红色是代表牺牲流血，救恩。
Scarlet represents the shedding of blood, sacrifice, and redemption.
细麻是代表圣洁跟尊贵。
Fine linen represents holiness and majesty.
大祭司这个内袍是相当美的。
The tunic of the high priest is very beautiful.
称为圣内袍。
It is called the holy tunic.
这是一表耶稣基督内在的那一种完美。
And this represents the inner beauty, inner perfection of our Lord Jesus.
非常的圣洁完全。
Our Lord is holy and perfect.
再来第二件衣服是外袍。
And the second piece of the garment is the robe.
这个外袍全部都是蓝色的。
The robe is completely blue.
是完全的属天，属灵的意思。
This means that a person needs to be completely spiritual.
这个外袍的底下，周围底下都有石榴，还有金铃铛。
And at the hem of the garment are pomegranates bells.
因为这个石榴就是迦南地的名产，它里面有很多很多的籽。
Pomegranates are a produce of the land of Canaan, and pomegranates have a lot of seeds.
味道非常的美。
And it's a very delicious fruit.
所以表述说，结出很多很多非常美好的果子来。
This represents bearing many many good fruits.
这个金铃铛走起路来叮叮当当响。
And then the golden bells will ring when the priest walks about.
那个声音很好听。
It has a very nice sound.
所以表述说非常有好名声，有好的见证。
This represents having good reputation and a good testimony.
所以一个石榴，一个金铃铛，这样相见，这样排着。
So the entire hem is surrounded or covered with bells as well as pomegranates alternately.
所以表示要服侍神的人，一方面要有好名声，也要有好果子。
So this means that a servant of God must have good reputation as well as good fruits.
再来第三件就是以弗德。The
third piece of the garment is the ephod.
这个以弗德是像中国人穿的那个背心。
The ephod is like a vest.
是用两块布把它 两块布嘛，啊，等于把它连起来。
It's made of two pieces of fabric.
啊，一件是在前面，一件是在背后。
One on the front and one on the back.
啊，上面用那个肩带，啊，肩带把它连起来。
And they are strung together on the shoulders.
啊，这个肩上啊有两块宝石，啊，宝石都刻上以色列六个支派的名字。
On the shoulders are precious stones on which the names of the 12 tribes of Israel are written.
所以两块宝石啊，就总共有十二个支派。
So together on the two precious stones are the 12 names of Israel.
所以表示说啊，要把这个百姓啊放在自己的肩上。
This represents shouldering upon oneself the people of God.
那这个前面的这个胸牌啊，前面这个以弗德啊，啊，上面还有一个胸牌。
On the ephod there is a breastplate.
啊，是用十二块宝石啊，啊，把它镶在上面。
It is made of 12 precious stones.
总共有四行，每一行三个，总共十二块宝石。
There are four rows of three precious stones and 12 altogether.
宝石啊，会发光啊，相当的美丽。
Precious stones are glittering, and they are very beautiful.
啊，这象征啊，啊，信徒要发光啊，显出属灵的荣美。
This represents that the believer needs to shine God's light and be glorious.
啊，所以大祭司啊，要进会幕的时候，都要把这个以弗德穿上啊，把胸牌啊戴在上面。
Before the high priest enters into the sanctuary, he needs to put on the ephod as well as the breastplate.
啊，表示要常常为信徒代求啊。啊，求神永远连续。
This represents interceding constantly for all the saints and for God's mercy.
那这个胸牌的里面呢、啊，有两块宝物，叫做乌灵跟土明。
There are two precious things in the breastplate, the Urim and the Thummim.
因为以色列人被掳以后归回啊，那个乌灵土明就不见了。
After the exile, when the Israelites returned to their homeland, the Urim and the Thummim were lost.
啊，到底这个乌灵跟土明是什么啊？啊，现在不是很清楚。
It is not certain exactly what the Urim and the Thummim were.
啊，但是我们知道说乌灵跟土明是当时祭司啊，他在判断事情啊，要寻求神旨意的东西。
But at least we know that the Urim and the Thummim were objects that the priests used to discern or determine the will of God.
所以我们看到说大卫要去打仗啊，那求问神说可以去吗？神要让我得胜吗？
So for example, when David went into battle and asked the Lord, shall I go up and will I be victorious?
他就把大祭司找来，啊，他就是用那个乌灵土明去判断神的旨意，啊，神说可以，他就去打。
That means he would call for the high priest, and the high priest would use the Urim and the Thummim to determine the Lord's answer. And if the answer is yes, he would go up to battle.
啊，所以这个乌灵土明啊，叫做截断的胸牌了。
That's why the Urim and the Thummim are also called the breastplate of decision.
啊，当然要求问的人就要虔诚啊，圣洁啊，啊才能够明白。
And whoever inquires of the Lord through the Urim and the Thummim must be holy.
啊，违背神的命令啊，当然你求问神啊，神也不会垂听。
A person who lived contrary to God's commands would not receive any decisions from the Lord.
啊，那后来神兴起了先知以后啊，就神都直接启示先知啦，啊，传达神的话语给百姓。
But later, when God rose up prophets, he used the prophets to convey his will to the people.
以色列民回来以后啊，有一些人啊，啊，他们因为找不到族谱，所以没有办法做祭司。
When the Israelites returned from exile, some of them were not able to find their names in the genealogy and therefore could not serve as priests.
所以尼希米就告诉他们说，要等到那个神在兴起那个会属用截断的胸牌的先知啊，才能够判断。
And Nehemiah said that they had to wait until God arose a prophet who could use the Urim and the Thummim before they could serve as priests.
当然以后就不再用那个乌灵土明了。
But as we know, the Urim and the Thummim were never used again.
就是要等到耶稣基督来啊，我们才能够明白所有的一些道理。
It was only until the Lord Jesus Christ came that we could come to the knowledge of all truths.
这是以无德的胸牌啊。So
this is about the breastplate on the ephod.
当然就是要束上腰带。And
in addition, the priest is to gird himself with a sash.
我们如果看那个 大祭司的圣衣的那个图片，我们会觉得说他这个衣服穿起来非常的美。
And if we look at an illustration of a high priest's garment, we'll see that it is a very beautiful adornment.
大祭司要束上腰带，那个腰带也是用很多的色把它绣起来的，非常华美。
And the sash is also made of different color fabrics.
这个腰带的意思就是说啊，为着要 做工啊，所以要谦卑束腰。
The sash represents girding ourselves with humility.
所以腰带有两种意思，就是谦卑的态度来服侍神。
So the sash represents serving God with a humble attitude.
并且要显出各样的美德啊，圣洁啊，勤劳。
And in addition, we also need to have carry with us virtues such as diligence and holiness.
头上要戴上冠冕。
And the priest is also to put on a turban.
这个冠冕就是一个裹头巾，用布细麻布做的一个好像帽子一样戴在头上。
Which is also known as a crown. And this turban is made of linen.
把头包起来。
It covers the head.
这代表谦卑顺服。
This represents humility and submission.
做神的仆人，应该有的态度，就是谦卑顺服。
So this is the attitude of the servant of God, humility and submission.
这在我们服侍神的人来讲，这是相当重要。
This is very important for those of us serving God.
如果没有谦卑的态度，没有办法服侍主到底。
If we don't have a humble heart, we cannot serve the Lord to the end.
没有顺服的精神，也没有办法工作下去。
And without submission, we also cannot last very long.
所以这是神的仆人应当有的服侍的态度，学习谦卑跟顺服。
Therefore, the proper attitude for all servants of God is to be humble and submissive.
这样才能够显出他的荣耀尊贵来。
Then they can demonstrate the glory and majesty of the priesthood.
这个冠冕的前面还要钉上一块金金做的金牌。
And on the front of the turban is a golden plate.
这个叫做圣冠冕。
And this is called the holy crown.
好像一个帽徽，好像帽子有一个帽徽那样，它是有一个金牌在那里。
It's like a seal. It serves as a seal. It's a golden plate.
这个金牌上面，这个科归神为圣，这几个字。
And on the golden plate are inscribed the words holy unto the Lord.
就是要他要承认说，公开承认说，他是归属神的，永远要服侍神的人。
It's an open acknowledgement that the priest belongs to God forever and will serve him forever.
所以既然是属神的人，就要分别为圣出来，来服侍神，不能够干乱神，才能够得神喜悦。
He must be separated unto God and should never disobey God and try to please him.
所以祭司要穿上圣衣来服侍神。
Therefore, the priest must wear the holy garment when they serve God.
因为这个我们在出埃及记会幕的真理的时候就谈过。
We've already discussed this when we studied the truth concerning the tabernacle in Exodus.
所以简单给他们复习一下。
This is just a review.
我们再来看第八章第十节。
Let's turn to chapter 8, verse 10.
第八章第十节。
Chapter 8, verse 10.
说摩西用膏油抹帐幕和其中所有的使他成圣。十一节。
11.
又用膏油在坛上弹了七次，又抹了 坛案坛一切的器皿便洗折盘哈。十二节。
12。
又把膏油倒在亚伦的头上，膏他使他成圣。所以第三个啊，再接下来就是抹上圣膏油。
Then the priest is to be anointed with sacred oil.
所以那个坛的所有的器皿啊，洗桌盘盘座，通通要抹膏油，让它成圣。
And the anointing oil is to be applied to the altar and all the utensils.
啊，然后要把膏油啊浇在这个亚伦的头上。
And then the anointing oil was to be poured on the head of Aaron.
所以亚伦的儿子也是一样，穿那个祭司的服装以后，还是要抹膏油。
Aaron's sons, after putting on the priestly garments, must also be anointed with oil.
所以旧约时代受膏的就是先知、君王跟祭司。
In the Old Testament, the offices that were anointed were priests, prophets, and kings.
先知是神的代言者。
The prophet was the spokesman of God.
君王是行使啊统治的权柄。
The king exercised the authority of reigning over the people.
祭司啊是负责有关会幕的事情。
And the priest was responsible for things pertaining to the tabernacle.
所以这三种人啊都要受膏。
All these three offices required ordination by anointing oil.
受膏的意思啊就是啊表示领受神的恩膏啊圣灵。能够得到属灵的能力。
Being anointed with oil represents being anointed by the Holy Spirit and to receive power.
所以在教会里面重要的圣工啊，都是要受过洗啦，然后领受圣灵。
That's why most of the important works in church are assigned to those who have been baptized and received the Holy Spirit.
比如说要当负责人啦，要领会啦，当宗教教育的教员啦，都是要有圣灵。
Whether it's a council members or sermon speakers or RE teachers, these all must have received the Holy Spirit.
八章十四节以下讲到行奉献礼。
Starting from verse 14, are the regulations concerning offerings.
献一株公牛为赎罪祭。
The bull is to be used for the sin offering.
所以这是圣经里面所记载第一次行赎罪祭。
This is the first incident of offering a sin offering.
所以大祭司要为自己跟为百姓来赎罪。
The high priest offered the sacrifice for his own sins and the sins of the people.
他才可以在会幕里面担任圣职。
Only then could he serve the sacred duty in the tabernacle.
十八节。
Verse
18. 第二个祭叫做燔祭。
The second offering was the burnt offering.
燔祭的意思就是说把自己啊完全献上去。
Burnt offering means total dedication.
所以第一个赎罪了以后承接圣职啊，然后要把自己完全的奉献给神。
After offering the sin offering to cleanse himself, the priest is to dedicate himself completely.
第三个祭啊就是平安祭，这是在二十二节以下。
Starting from verse 2 is the third offering he made, which was the peace offering.
所以承接圣职以后啊，就要向神感恩呐，完全的奉献啊，享受神属灵的平安喜乐。
Having received the commission, the priest is to be thankful to God and to enjoy the blessings before God.
所以我们一个人有机会啊，能够被拣选来服侍神啊，这不是牺牲，这是一种很大的恩典。
When we have the opportunity to serve God, it is not a sacrifice, it is actually a blessing.
因为你忠心服侍神啊，可以得到很多很多啊，从神来的各样的福气。
Because when you faithfully serve God, you can receive many kinds of blessings from God.
所以享受平安。
Therefore, the peace offering represents enjoying peace.
然后摩西要把那个血啊抹在亚伦的右耳垂上，右手的大拇指，还有右脚的大拇指。
That Moses applied blood on the tip of Aaron's right ear, on the thumb of his right hand and on the big toe of his right foot.
同时也是抹在亚伦儿子的身上也是一样。
And he did the same to Aaron's sons.
这个抹在右耳上啊，右耳垂上，表示说要完全啊听从神的吩咐。
To have the blood applied on the tips of the right ear represents obeying God completely.
所以你要做神的仆人呢，你就是要听神的话。
As the servant of God, you must obey God.
神怎么讲，你就怎么做。
You just do whatever God says.
说他说什么，你就做什么。
Just do what he tells you.
啊，完全顺服。
You need to obey unconditionally.
所以我们要服侍神的人啊，去查验神的旨意，满心知道神的旨意啊，很重要。
So as servants of God, it's very important for us to test and find out what the Lord's will is.
有些人啊，也是一样一边赶鬼传道理。
Some people have the gift of preaching and healing and casting out of demons.
后来主耶稣说啊，你们这些作恶的人啊，离开我去吧。
But the Lord Jesus said that he will say to some of them, depart from me, you evildoers.
为什么他们那么认真做工啊，神不承认他们？
Why is it that God does not acknowledge these fervent workers?
主耶稣说啊，不是称我主啊主啊的人就可以进神的国。
The Lord Jesus says, not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord will enter the heavenly kingdom.
唯独遵行天父旨意的人才能够进去。
But only those who do the will of my Father in heaven.
所以我们一直很强调说，真教会是神设立的教会。
We always emphasize that the true Jesus Church is the church established by God.
所以我们无论做什么事情啊，我们就是要按照神的道理，按照圣经的教训来做。
Therefore, in everything we do, we must abide by the word of God and the teachings of the scriptures.
所以我们有时候关系到教会的方向，或者是信徒属灵的生活。
Sometimes there are things concerning the direction of the church and the spiritual life of believers.
我们都送到真理研究会里面去啊，从道理上，从圣经里面去找方向。
We would submit these issues to the Truth Research Committee so that they can help us find the answer in the Bible.
啊，我们看到了圣经的道理是这样啊，所以有时候我们所做的或者是主织规章啊不合圣经的，我们就跟着修正。
If the committee finds that this is the teaching of the Bible, but our bylaws or regulations may be different, then the bylaws and the regulations need to be adjusted.
所以要完全啊听从神的话语。
We need to obey God completely.
啊，这样才配做神的工人。
Only then can we be qualified as servants.
那再来说，要把血抹在那个右手的大拇指。
The blood is also to be applied to the thumbs of their right hand.
所以这是为着要做工的。
This means serving with your hands.
所以要做祭司的职任啊，要把所托付的工作要尽全力啊，去把它完成。
Priests must do their utmost to carry out their duty.
抹在这个右脚的大拇指上。
The blood was also applied on the big toes of their right feet.
啊，这个脚是代表我们的行为。
Our feet represents our conduct.
所以我们要行在主的道路上面。
So we need to walk in the way of the Lord.
忠实的把神的道把它行出来。
And carry out the word of God.
它不能够偏离左右。
We should not stray to the left or to the right.
那么七天呢，祭司要在会幕里面呢，不能够离开。
For 7 days, the priests were to remain in the tabernacle and must not leave that place.
不可以办理俗事，不可以沾染污秽。
They must refrain from secular affairs and anything unclean.
在会幕里面不住的祈祷、默想、跟神交通。
In the tabernacle, they were to constantly pray and meditate and to communicate with God.
这个七啊，是代表完全的时间呐。
The number 7 represents a perfection, so it is a complete a period of time.
就是一生一世啊，不离开神呐、啊，在神的家里面呐、啊，不住的以神呐、啊、密切的交通来服侍神。
This represents remaining in the house of God all our lives and serving Him all our lives.
我们跳过来看21章。
Let's turn to chapter 21.
21章。
Chapter 21.
21章有谈到这个祭司啊，不可以从俗啊沾染污秽。
This chapter tells us that the priest is never to be engaged in secular affairs and be defiled with the
所以祭司已经被分别出来了，要专心服事神，所以要绝对的圣洁。
Having been consecrated, the priest must focus on serving God and be holy.
我们看到说啊，有些人呢、啊、犯罪了以后啊，就不能够让他继续做这种祭司的职分。
So if someone has sinned, he should not be given the duty of a priest.
啊，好像利未记，好像那个以西结书啊，四十几章的地方啊。
This is recorded.
四十四章啊，四十三章那里。
This is recorded in Ezekiel 40, chapters 43 and 44.
所以有些归回的百姓啊，因为他们已经犯罪了，所以他们没有资格再做祭司了。
Some of the Israelites who returned from exile could not serve as priests because they had sinned against God.
所以他们只有在那个圣殿那里啊，啊做仆人的工作。
They could only work as servants in the precincts of the temple.
因为要亲近神的人啊，神就特别要求啊，要圣洁。
God requires holiness from those who draw close to Him.
那这个一节到第九节啊，这是谈到一般的祭司。
Verses 1 through 9 are about the priests in general.
第一节说啊，不可为民中的死人沾染住己。
Verse 1, none shall defile himself for the dead among his people.
除了自己的骨肉、父母、儿女、弟兄。
Verse 2, except for his relatives who are nearest to him, his mother, his father, his son, his daughter, and his brother.
当然我们现在谈的这都是一些属灵上的一些教训啊。
All of these have some spiritual teachings behind them.
也就是说啊，当祭司的啊，不要去沾染污秽。
As priests, we should not defile ourselves.
再来说啊，不可以。第五节哈。
Five.
第五节说，不可属头光秃，不可剃胡须的周围，不可用刀划身呢。
They shall not make any bald place on their heads, nor shall they shave the edges of their beards, nor make any cuttings in their flesh.
因为这很多啊，都是外邦人啊，异教的一些仪式。
These were rituals or practices of the pagans.
有的是为着要取悦那个死去的人或者是偶像。
Some of these practices were done in order to win the favor of the deceased or of the idols.
有时候伤害到整个身体的完整。
And it hurts the perfection of the body.
是一种属世的异教风俗啊，破坏了圣洁的形象。
Because it's paganistic and it ruins the holiness of God.
所以不可以这样做，也不可以用刀划身哈。
They must refrain from doing these things, including cutting their flesh.
第六节说不可亵渎神的名。
Verse 6, they shall not profane the name of their God.
所以当然要积极的啊，传扬神的名，高举神的名啊。
Instead, they ought to exalt and proclaim the name of God.
再来第七节是婚姻上的。
And verse 7 is concerning their marriage.
不可娶妓女啦，被污的女人啦，也不可娶被羞的妇人。
They shall not take a wife who is a harlot or a defiled woman, or a woman who has been divorced.
所以神对祭司在婚姻的要求啊，比一般的人的要求高。
God's requirement for priests was higher than that for the people.
因为祭司要世世代代要传下去，所以要维持圣洁的传统。
Because the priests were passed on from one generation to the next, therefore this lineage must preserve its holiness.
第九节
，verse 9，
祭司的女儿若行淫，入没住己。就入没了父亲，必用火将他焚烧。因为这个祭司啊的要求，对祭司的圣洁的要求，及到他的家人。
The high requirement for the priest applies even to the family members.
因为家人啊，儿女如果没有守神的道会影响到这个祭司的职分。
If the family members of the priest did not keep the word of God, they could have an influence on the priests.
所以圣经现在圣经里面谈到说，要按立圣职的人呢、啊，也要晓得管理自己的家。
Therefore, in the New Testament, we are taught that the ordained ministers need to first know how to manage their own households.
没有办法管理住的家，怎么管理神的家？
If they cannot even manage their own households, how can they manage the house of God?
十节到十五节是讲到大祭司。
Verses 10 to 15 are about the high priest.
他的标准又比一般的祭司还要高。
And the requirements is yet another level higher.
因为他是代表神。
Because the high priest represents God.
所以十一节说不可挨近死尸，也不可为父母爹沾染了住己。
Verse 11, nor shall he go near any dead body, nor defile himself for his father or his mother.
连住己的父母嘛，啊，离世了都不可以去沾染到。
When his parents pass away, he cannot even draw near to defile himself.
十二节说不可以出圣所。
Verse 12, nor shall he go out of the sanctuary,
啊，不可以亵渎神的圣所，
nor profane the sanctuary of God.
因为冠，神膏油的冠冕在他的头上。
For the consecration of the anointing oil of his God is upon him.
十三节说，他要娶处女为妻。
13, and he shall take a wife in her virginity.
包括寡妇啦，或被休的妇人，或其他妇人都不可以。
A widow or a divorced woman or a defiled woman or a harlot, these she shall not marry.
啊，十五节。
15.
不可在民中啊辱没他的儿女。
Nor shall he profane his posterity among his people.
哦，所以儿女的婚姻呢、啊，也要甚至要谨慎。
He needs to be careful regarding his children's marriage.
那十六节以下讲到有一些啊肢体残缺的不可做祭司。
And starting from verse 16, we read that those who are who have defects, physical defects, cannot serve as priests.
啊，有残疾的动物啊，不可以献给神。
In the same way that a sacrificial animal with blemish must not be offered.
啊，祭司的家族当中啊，如果说肢体残缺的。
And if any of the members of the priest's households had physical defects.
他们可以吃这个圣物，但是不可以啊、做那个祭司的职分。
They may eat the offering, but they could not serve as priests.
啊，当然，这个都是对我们现在来讲都是属灵上的一些教训。
And today there are some spiritual teachings behind these that we can learn.
所以身体上的残障啊，我们不可以轻歧视。
Of course, today if we have, we should not look down on anyone with any kind of handicap.
身体上的残障啊，我们应当更付出爱心来关心啊，扶持他们。
If we see anyone with any physical handicap, we should show them even more love and care.
但是这里所讲的这个残障啊，都是指着属灵上的一些意义。
But spiritually, there are some defects.
第一个说啊，那个瞎眼的不可以做祭司。
The first is the blind should not be a priest.
啊，这个瞎眼啊，就是对属灵的事情看不清楚。
This represents being blind spiritually.
因为律师第二章里面说啊，一个人如果没有爱心呢、啊，就是眼睛瞎了。
First John chapter 2 tells us that if a person is without love, he is blind.
没有爱心的啊、哦。
Those are the people without love.
我们以后再谈，我们一起默祷。